Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, it was in the last few weeks where we had a conversation amongst the three of us and whether the state fair would come back. I know I was very pessimistic. I know Dan was very optimistic. You were also pessimistic, Adam, but you were a little more optimistic than me. Is that right?
Yeah, I thought I remembered out of the three scenarios that the fair had been considering, I thought like a 50% or less fair attendance.
So, Jerry Hammer. How long has Jerry Hammer been the general manager? Just seems like he's
been
there
a long
time.
Ever since I can remember,
yep. Yeah. Saying they're moving forward. Now, I don't think anybody believes still it's going to be wall-to-wall. Cook, you're not saying wall-to-wall,
no,
are you?
Nope, I just said that there would be some form of a fair.
If you go with the timeline that Governor Walz rolled out, and if you missed it, we carried Governor Walz's announcement, his portion of the press conference earlier today. You can go to radio.com, hit the rewind feature, and go to 12:15. If you go with the timeline, Adam, and I'll remind folks who didn't hear it, the governor's suggesting he believes with the available vaccines that are either in the pipeline or coming down the pipeline and getting more people to administer the shots, that before the end of March, 70% of seniors will receive the vaccine, and that the other 30% is a combination of people who don't live here in the winter and don't want the vaccine. That April and May, it is this, 45 to 64-year-olds with one or more medical conditions, 16 to 44, two or more medical conditions. Then we go May, June, 16 and over with a medical condition, 50 and 64-year-olds who have not been covered already, early summer, all other essential workers, and by later summer, everybody else except for individuals under 16. Dan, that paints a scenario where your possibility is out there.
Certainly would seem to. Again, I don't think we're talking full, 2 million plus over the course of the 14 days. But I think 50% at least is a very reasonable goal.
Adam, tell people about the Murray's gift certificate you found.
I found a Murray's gift certificate written out to one Luke Longley back in September of 1993 that apparently never made the mail. Luke, we're sorry. Wherever you are, Luke. But I called and made reservations to Murray's tonight, and I'm going to show up. Hi, I'm Luke Longley. I'm 14 inches shorter than I used to be, but I got a hankering for some steak, just like they tell me back. I'm from Australia. I don't know if you knew that.
Would you go with the Aussie accent also?
Oh, crikey. I'd like to get a steak here, I would. Throw a little shrimp on the barbie.
One of the all-time good guys. He ended up winning multiple titles.
Three titles.
Straight into the Bulls, right? So would you go in there with a fake NBA ring, too, just to add to it?
I'd be wearing Bulls warm a full Bulls warm-up suit.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Listen, if you get the right younger individual at Murray's and Tim isn't there,
yeah,
you could maybe pull it off. Look, in the end, I think they'd hunt you down, and I think the punishment for that is a shooting.
You have to honor this.
Let's video it, Cook. Why don't you follow Carter?
Sure.
We love the video clicks. See Adam showing up at Murray's, trying to portray himself as the bossy Aussie, Luke Longley.
Was that his nickname?
I think in humor, it was the bossy Aussie. How about the Lady Gaga story? You guys familiar with this?
Yeah, I heard it on CBS.
Man was shot walking two French bulldogs in L.A. last night. The dogs were stolen. The dogs belonged to Lady Gaga. Shooting took place about 9:40. It was not clear why the man was shot. The man is in his 30s, was shot at least one. The gunman stole the dogs. The victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Lady Gaga, Dan, did you see the amount of money she's offered for the reward, or can I ask you to guess?
I have not seen it, so I can certainly hazard a guess.
Okay.
I would say Lady Gaga.
Koji and Gustav, if you need just more information on the total, Koji and Gustav are the names of the dogs. How much is Lady Gaga offering for the dog?
I mean, if we're talking Lady Gaga money, I'm thinking at least a quarter mil, right? $250,000?
Per dog.
Over.
Wow.
Exactly. That's it. $500,000. We know with the dog hater, if it was Stella, Adam would have offered up $10.
Stop it.
Now, Gertie, it's infinity. Let's put our detective hat on. This is random, or this is directed at Lady Gaga? What's our guess?
I say random because I know stalkers know some pretty intimate details, but if you're able to recognize Lady Gaga's dogs, that's next level.
I say Adam is directed to Lady Gaga. That it's a crazed person,
yes,
who did this for exactly what they're doing now. You know, potentially extortion.
I agree. This sounds creepy and psychotic and
awful. So let's hope this. Number one.
Well, the CBS story. This said the dogs are fine, but they never gave an update on the dog walker.
So now the dogs are okay.
Well, that's what I thought I heard. Maybe not. Maybe I heard that wrong.
Okay. I had not seen that update. Why don't you guys check? Okay. I've got a restaurant question and fees. Picked up. I'm not going to say the place, but a recognizable place in town. Very good food. So we knew we were going to pay a little bit more when we were picking up food at this place recently. And these businesses are struggling mightily, and this show has been very clear for a long time. We encourage you to go help them out. You know, as long as it's well within your budget, it's disastrous that the federal government has not helped out more. The state of Minnesota finally did. Should have been sooner. The show, at least I was pretty clear. I think the governor has been too restrictive on restaurants. That at peak, it made sense, but too many other times he was too restrictive. A fee for a meal, for whatever you're picking up, not a single meal, but an order. What is a high-end fee that a restaurant would add because of everything that's going on with COVID? What is the first number, Adam, that comes to mind for you?
Which fee that I would...
That they're charging... This on top of your bill, considering the COVID circumstances they are facing. What would be too high for you?
Oh, just of playing.
So it's yep. $100, and 100, then let's say it's
$100. You know, if they like, I could. But
let me just finish. I threw out $100 as and then if it's 5%, it's another $5. That's just my example. Yep. What's too high?
Yeah, that's. I was going to say like I'd be okay with 10, but to me, like anything over 10 would be. I'd have difficulty seeing a justification for that.
This, Dan, was over 20%.
No.
Yes. I was shocked. I like the place. I did it. I'm doing it once. And by the way, they then asked you for a tip.
See, I hope that a lot of people have upped their tips in this time.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm usually a 20% kind of guy, but I, during this time, especially if it's takeout and during the closures when the businesses were closed, mm-hmm. indoor dining,
yeah.
I've made it a point to tip higher than that just because I know that they're obviously dealing with difficulties.
So does the business in question tell you exactly or give you any kind of idea of where this COVID surcharge is going?
No.
Because in that case, I'm guessing it's not going to the employees. So you're almost, you know, like with Adam, what he's talking about, you're almost obligated to still, you know, tip seriously.
I did.
Yeah, it was, you know, and that's probably the right thing to do. So
I didn't as much as I have been because I was so surprised by how the fee was. Now, I don't know. I'm not as convinced as Dan, Adam, that it's not going to the folks at the place. But maybe he's 100% right. Maybe when it's viewed as a fee, that's just back to the owners and management. I was hoping it wasn't.
Right.
But I wasn't going to cancel the order because I really like the place a lot. But I'm reluctant to go back at over 20% and then a tip. And again, we try to be allies to the restaurant business. I think it's awful. What has happened to these businesses? That's one of the great contrasts. We look at Wisconsin and Minnesota, and I think some of Wisconsin was irrational. I think some of the criticism towards the restaurant industry in this state and the restrictions was absolutely irrational. That's just Carter, that's a high combo, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, how many people, though, would you say, Dan, are going to decide to go to a place in the sense of pickup, right? Because of Quentin. And where he's in, I'm just not eating inside.
Right.
Until he's done with vaccinations and we're in a better place. And obviously I'm in a position where I'm months away from a vaccine. I'm just not taking chances. But how often are people going to say they got the order, they're excited about maybe this place's calling card or what they've heard of it, are then going to say, not too much, I'm out. It's got to be rare, right?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, we're usually so touchy about surcharges and fees like that. I mean, I guess I'm inclined to think the other way. I would think there'd be in regular clientele maybe is a different deal, but especially if you're checking out that place for the first time and you didn't see that coming.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm Dan
thinking
there.
You're with Dan. You're thinking they're going to say no. Nope,
a lot
too
of
much.
People are probably saying, "Hey, man, that's a little much. Thanks, but no thanks."
Chime in on this topic if you like. 651-989-9226. We'll finish with two political items, two individuals who deserve a fair amount of scrutiny. One, actually, if it's true, well, we know some things are absolutely true on one, indefensible. There's another one that's popped up that should be a firing, and another one is just a more loathsome behavior. Back in moments on those topics. Andrew Cuomo, the criticism should be continuing. The silence is standing out, by the way, including on CNN. I get the brother where they're not allowing him. He could show some credibility and point some things out, though. You're allowed to do it if you're in the business. CNN has not covered the Andrew Cuomo story nearly enough. Not nearly enough after they gave him a platform. And by the way, I praised him. Dan praised him. Adam did. On what was taking place last year. A lot of it turned out to be lies. And this concern about exaggerating numbers and lying about numbers and the explanation doesn't hold up to me. And then yesterday, because we talked earlier in the week about all the bullying stories that have been reported locally in New York, but they've come up again. And then the next aide detailing sexual harassment. Andrew Cuomo's denying it. His credibility's not real high right now. So when Democrats are silent on this, they look like frauds, just like when Republicans were silent on something Trump did. I don't know. Well, if you called out the Republicans for saying, I don't know, you should be consistent yourself. Then we get to Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you have Representative Newman and this debate about a bill that is going on about equity and equality. I would say equal treatment for individuals, and they shouldn't face bias and hate because they identify themselves as LGBTQ. Marjorie, I'm right on the, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? I've got my Greens,
yes,
and Taylor.
Yes, correct. MTG, yeah.
MTG, yeah. She's a loathsome individual. She deals with bullying people and harassing people and tossing out complete lies on QAnon and then denies it. She puts out a sign next to Representative Newman's office, again, who has a daughter who's trans. Posts a sign. There are two genders, male and female. That's science. What a jackass. What horrific behavior. Yeah, a lot of people are just making this up. Yeah, they feel this way. And imagine if you felt this way and you would want to, instead of denying a part of your life or feeling ostracized, and then want to just be treated the same as others. And so that's what all this is about. And she wants to put this up right in front of Representative Newman's office. Representative Newman, do you see Adam later this afternoon? Put out a trans pride flag right there. Bravo. What an awful act.
Is that how it went? I thought she'd put the flag out first, and then that was her response. Okay. All right.
No.
Yeah, again,
the
flag
was in response.
Five-year-olds. These people are five-year-olds. I guess that's who we send to Congress.
Hate, Dan. This is hate. That's what it is.
Pure and simple.
Pure and simple hate. Have an opinion, but this is how you're going to do it? To mock somebody and to make up science? Give me a break.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.